Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. I'm rolling and recording, so forgive the audio. And I want to send a shout out real quick to Billy Lester. Now, for those of you who don't know Billy Lester, he is the one who provided the idea and the topic for this podcast. So Billy Lester, appreciate it. Now, what I want to talk about is the difference between being victorious in a fight and actually knowing how to fight. Now, that may sound kind of stupid, but there are a whole lot of people that take stock in their victories as skill in that area. And what I always say is, just because you've cut down some trees, that does not make you a lumberjack. You know what I'm talking about? Just because you've gone to the local pond and pulled out a couple of fish, that does not make you a fisherman or fisherwoman per se. So I want you guys to remember that resumes, records, and all of these kind of things are not indicative, or are they reliable indicators of someone's skills. If you look at the world of sport boxing, it's become so tainted and so, oh gosh, what would you call that? Just so stuck in its ways that people look at you like a bum if you've lost a couple times. People love to build up the undefeated. Errol Spence, for example, fought last night, and he is not a bum, and nor am I discrediting or disrespecting any of his opponents, but he is undefeated after like 21 fights or something like that, and now he's champion. His opponents lost a couple times, and even though Danny Garcia has lost to a couple of really good fighters, people put less stock in him because he has losses on his record. Boxing is notorious for this. They bring up a skilled fighter very slowly, picking and choosing his opponents, things such as record, do they have conditioning problems, are they a southpaw, anything that could cause their up-and-coming fighter a problem, they will steer them away from it. Because in boxing, being undefeated is almost a necessity when building up a marketable fighter. Now, again, this is about resume. I can't think off the top of my head, but if I'm not mistaken, Smoke, the late, great boxing legend, Smoke and Joe Frazier, only lost to two humans as a professional his whole life. Some slacker named Muhammad Ali and some other slacker named George Foreman. Oh, wait, no, that's not right. They're both in the Hall of Fame and the all-time greats and some of the greatest ever to do it in the heavyweight division. But do you see my point? I hear people saying stuff like, oh, I got into a fight with this guy and this and that. My question is, well, who did you fight and why? Was it a fight? Did you sneak attack that person? I mean, there's so many things that can lead a person to believe that they're good at something because they haven't lost at it yet. Let me make it plain. When I was younger and I used to train with some MMA fighters just for fun, I was shocked almost, or rather they were shocked at how easily I was able to take them down even though I didn't have any formal training in wrestling. Now for me to go out there and say, oh, I can take anybody down, that's stupid. The reason I was able to take people down is because I had a striker's timing. And what that means is, in order for me to be most effective, I had to be a certain distance from you. The closer, the better, actually. And I was told by a very good wrestling coach, no need to name names, I hate name dropping, that if you cannot reach out and touch your opponent as a wrestler, you're too far away to shoot on them. So, if I went around chest out talking about the number of people that I was able to take down and how I was able to get them there, I could lead you to believe, inaccurately mind you, by my own admission, that I was a good wrestler. I'm not a good wrestler. I just have a certain skill set that I can parlay into another skill set. For example, some people have thunderous punching power naturally. That's called being heavy-handed. And I also say it's God-gifted. You can teach people to punch harder, and you can teach them to punch well. But some people with very little training just have thunderous punching power. You look at the George Foremans of the world, or the Ernie Shavers, people like that, that did not have supremely crisp technical ability, but were able just to lay horrendous punches on people, right? Now, for people that are out there like that, that don't have training, the fact that they've been able to knock guys down and knock them out would lead them to believe that they're good at what they're doing. And sometimes people make excellent hammers, but very terrible nails. Let me give you a boxing example. Terrible Terry Norris, fighter, good fighter. I don't know if I'd call him great, but a very, very good fighter. Welterweight champion at one point. He was an excellent hammer. He was an absolute, he had an arsenal of punches that just never stopped coming. And people wilted under the pressure often, usually. He fought a fighter named Simon Brown, who he could not knock down and whose punches did not damage in the way that he was used to. And in their first fight, Simon Brown ended up knocking out Terry Norris, I think in the fourth round, after almost finishing him in the first, second, and third. So while Terry Norris was a great hammer, he was a terrible nail. And I don't use that example as any disrespect to Terry Norris. He, you know, he fought out of San Diego, where I'm from. He and his brother Orland were very good fighters. But what I'm saying is, some people have a certain ability which belies their actual overall skill. People will think that because you can hit hard and most people can't take a punch, that you're a good fighter. And I really want my martial arts brothers and sisters to be mindful of this thinking. Because I've heard people talk about, oh, this guy's a world champion. And I say, a world champion in what? And they'll say, for example, they'll say, oh, he's, you know, he's got a world championship medal in kata. First of all, world championships are only known as world championships because a promoter called them that. Unless you have a body like the International Olympic Committee bringing in athletes from all over the world, you can't claim you're a world champion. It's kind of stupid. In basketball, they say that the winner in the NBA is the world champion. In the scheme of things, there aren't even that many people that play basketball worldwide. American football being the same way. They're the national champions, right? But they're not the world champions. And I say that to say, when people say stuff like, I'm world champion in this and world champion in that, that doesn't really mean much. Not really. So I think that I would really appreciate if my martial arts brethren and sistren, yeah, I'm making up words, sistren, if they really focused on obtaining skill as opposed to who they've been able to beat. Some people are great club fighters. They can beat everyone in their gym, or they can beat everyone at their martial arts school. And then they go to another school and get mopped up because they're just not as good as they thought they were, maybe. And they'll tell you in a minute that they can handle anybody in their gym, but they won't speak at all about the time that they got pieced up in someone else's gym for whatever reason. It's not easy to go out there and talk about losing. But if you're going to talk about winning, you should absolutely talk about losing. I hear so many people talk about, excuse me, folks, I'm about to roll over railroad tracks. Yeah, that's loud. I'm sorry. I hear so many people talking about how good they are at something based on a very limited number or based on a very low caliber of opposition. I'm in the Bay Area now. And if I told someone I was the toughest fighter in Castro Valley, which is a tiny little suburb outside of San Francisco, doesn't mean much. If you say that you're the toughest boxer and the best boxer in Oakland, which has a much larger pool of combatants, then you're saying something different. Even more so if I said the Bay Area as a whole. Even more so if I said California. Even more so if I said the West Coast. You get my point? My point is, don't get so caught up on who you've been able to overcome, because there's a whole lot of people who can do the same thing to you with no real problem. Like I said, I have no delusion about the fact that just because I can take people down relatively easily within the confines of what I do, I wouldn't tell people that I've got good wrestling. I wouldn't say that at all. Like, I know too many good wrestlers. I've been pancaked too many times, so there's no way that I would ever say such a thing. And I think it would behoove us all as martial artists, and I think it would serve us a important dose of humility just to be able to keep in mind that being able to beat someone, or even being able to beat a lot of people, doesn't mean you're necessarily good at it. There have been a whole lot of combatants that were just god-awful powerful and takes a certain level of skill to overcome it, but they're not good fighters. Bob Sapp was 375 pounds of steroided muscle at 6'4 when he fought in Japan. He wasn't a good fighter. He just had such an overwhelming skill set for 90% of the people, he was able to be successful. Most people don't have those kind of genetic and physical gifts, nor the disposition to use them that way. So don't get caught up in your victories as an overall indicator of how good you are. And I'm going to leave it at that. Billy, I hope that was kind of along the lines of what you were looking for. Please, folks, check me out at martialartsoakland.com. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, all under Thomas Martial Arts. Under Thomas Kenpo Karate. And if you have any questions, I would love to hear what you'd like to hear about, because I can produce topics at will, it seems like, and I've done over 300 episodes, so it's not difficult for me. But my whole point in this is to give you what you need and what you ask for. I'm trying to produce value, so please submit your ideas. But more important than that, the most important thing always is, please be kind to yourselves and each other.